gargantuan scale. How had they cut and shaped these cyclopean boulders so precisely? How had they transported them tens of miles from distant quarries? By what means had they made walls of them, shuffling the individual blocks around and raising them high above the ground with such apparent ease? Not for the first time, I was reminded of how difficult archaeologists found it to provide accurate dates for engineering works like roads and dry stone walls, which contain no organic compounds. Since it was known that the Incas had made intensive use of Sacsayhuaman, I could easily understand why it had been assumed that they had built it. But the Incas could just as well have found the structures already in place and moved into them. If so, who had the original builders been? The Viracochas, said the ancient myths. The bearded, white-skinned strangers. The shining ones, the faithful soldiers.